Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs. Amen, amen. She said, there's an army rising up, and she can see the chains falling. She can see the chains breaking. Amen. How many are looking for God to continue to loose those chains? Break all those chains, all those shackles, everything that has us bound. Amen. God said he would that we would be free and that we would live in freedom, that we would live in peace, we will live in harmony. Amen, amen. If the world can just grasp that, if we can just take a hold to our brothers and our sisters' hand and know that everything is going to be all right. And that's what we've been talking about this week. We've been talking about trust in God, how to trust God in these troubled times, how to trust God when you can't see your way, how to trust and lean and depend on God, even when man says something otherwise. Hey, because man I have a no, but God will always have a yes, especially if you are walking in his will, if you are walking in the calling that he has called you to. Amen. You can do just that. Amen. Amen. So we bless the Lord for you today. We thank you for tuning in once again to listen to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, Sister Adrienne Bernard, and our co-host is Sister Ruby Larry, and we're just so thankful for the opportunity to be here. We're thanking God for just another opportunity to be here. Amen. Amen. Truly, God knows all things. He knows all things. He knows our beginning, and he knows our end. Amen. Amen. So we're just thankful to God and all that he's doing. We thank God for the men and women of God that he have coming on the line. I don't know what happened here, but we're going to still go forward. In Jesus' name, we had a scheduled speaker today. Amen. Amen. And we don't see her on the line. There was a family emergency, and she hadn't gotten back to me. But nevertheless, we are still here to lift up the awesome, mighty name of Jesus. So we're going to pray even for that speaker, Pastor Tajana Logan. She's out the Atlanta, Georgia area, Sister Millie. So we're going to pray that God's hand of protection would go and that he would protect and minister to those in this time of crisis. Amen. We don't know exactly what it is, but the Lord knows. Amen. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly once again, God. We came to give you thanks. We came, Lord God, to ask you to have mercy upon us. And we already know that your mercies endured forever. We already know that your mercies are renewed each and every morning. Now, God, we're asking you to continue to let your blood cover us. Continue, Lord God, to let your blood shield and protect our homes, our families, our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, all of your ministers in the gospels, your precious souls, God, even those that don't know you today, God, hallelujah, you give every man an opportunity. You give every man another chance, God, to come into this marvelous light. Oh, God, we're asking you to go to Atlanta, Georgia right now. Ah, God, and our dear sister in Christ, Pastor LaJana, Tajana Logan, Lord God, we asking you to minister to her right now, God. We don't know what the crisis is, God, but you know what it is. Hallelujah. Touch her husband, her children, her extended family, a mother and a father and the grandparents, Lord God. And whatever situation is going on, God, it's all in your hand, Lord God. And you said where there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, Lord, that you would be in the midst. Hallelujah. So we're asking you, Lord God, to bless, Lord God. We're asking you to open up a door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God, we love you. No, Messiah. Lord, we trust in you, Lord God, in these troubled times. We trust in you, Lord God, because we have no one to lean on. We have no one to depend on but you. Man will forsake us. Man will forget about us. But, Lord God, you are a God of mercy. You are a God of grace and peace. Hallelujah. And you're always attentive to our prayers because you don't take any time off. You never slumber nor sleep. Oh, God, I thank you for having a ram in the bush today. Hallelujah. We're talking about trusting God in troubled times. I just got a message about 10 or 15 minutes ago that the speaker was not available. Hallelujah. And I wasn't prepared. Hey, glory to God. But God knows everything, people of God. He knows everything. This day is August the 29th, one day after they celebrated 50 years of a prophetic message, a prophetic word that God gave to Dr. King. And today is August the 29th. Hallelujah. The Lord knew everything that was going to happen today. He knew when we woke up what the day would be whole. We don't know, but God knows. So, Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank God. I see the man of God on the line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see the man of God on the line. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, God. Oh, God knows what to do. He's not through with us. Amen. Amen. So I have Dr. Singleton. This is a surprise to me and to every listener that coming on later. Hallelujah. They are here. This, hallelujah. This awesome man of God. I thank God for him. He has been my mentor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know that you need a mentor? I don't care what career you're in. I don't care what you are aspiring to do. There's always somebody that God has sent before you to open up the door, to carve and to pave the way. Hallelujah. As they talked yesterday about Dr. King and talking about all the different things that we have gone through for over 50 years, that speech is still resonating. So I thank God for this young man. I thank God because he loved God's people. He loved the Lord, and he has studied to show himself approved, and God is not through with him. Amen. So we're going to ask him to come forward today as we talk about trusting God in troubled times. And as I begin to look at Psalm 27, hallelujah, verse 5 says, "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." Amen, amen. So good to see Sister Millie and Sister Teresa. Some have not signed on yet, but that's all right. God knows everything. Amen. So at this time, it gives me great pleasure, Lord God. He almost saved my life today. Hallelujah. The Lord knows, but I had Sister Ruby here with me. So Sister Ruby would have chipped right on in there. When God has done something for you, guess what? You don't have to go searching for anything. You can always draw on that well of experience and that well of miracles that you already have in your life. You can testify about God's goodness because he's been good. Hallelujah. So I don't know how much time Dr. Singleton has, but Lord, cousin, you have said, hallelujah, bless the Lord for you today, I tell you. So with no further ado, I'm going to bring on Dr. Winston Singleton of Greater Enrichment Ministries out of Los Angeles, California. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. First of all, I'm giving honor to God, but I want to know first, do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Very, very good. I wanted to do a sound check before I came on. I got your message about, I was talking long distance. I was talking to one of my brothers down in up in the Berkeley, Mark Burns. And so I was talking to him about some things. And then I happened, when I got off the phone with him, about 1 o'clock. I listened, I heard your message, and you said that the preacher was out. So I said, well, Lord, let me get on there then and be a help. So the Lord made a way for me to be here. So I thank the Lord, first of all. I thank God because this topic here is very, very important in the body of Christ today. We're going to cover a couple of things today. But like she made mention concerning of the dream that Dr. King had, and they're celebrating that. But we talked about having faith and believing in hard times. The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. Then the Bible went on and said, even in the spiritual, he said that in the last days there will be a famine in the land, not of meat nor of drink, but hearing the word of God. Then they mentioned also, too, in the word of God, that he said that the Spirit speak expressly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But the thing is, I brought about because Martin Luther King had a dream, and the dream that he had was a vision that God gave him, because anytime we're dealing with humanity, God is involved. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell on the earth belongs to him. The angel told one of the prophets in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 6, that the whole earth is full of his glory. So we understand that every inhabitant, everyone that inhabits this land, everybody that's a part of this world, belongs to God. God does not deal with gender. He don't deal with race. He don't deal with creed. He don't deal with denominations. You are God. He said he reigneth on the unjust as well as the just. So God is a God of blessings. But the only way blessings can come, there must be hard times. In order for God to bless you, you have to be not blessed for him to bless you. Because if you're already blessed, you don't need God. But God said, I want you to depend on me. He said, now, he said in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3, verse 5, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. But the problem today is the reason why there's hard times because we don't trust in God. And the problem is, just one moment, please, just one moment. Amen, amen. I was rudely interrupted, but let me tell you, see, there's hard times even on the radio station. But I want to let you know that God wants to let the people of God to know today that blessings is on the way, that changes will come. But we have to trust in the Lord. See, trusting in the Lord is more than just talking. It's all about believing. He said, now what I want you to do, he said, one requirement that you must do in hard times, he said that the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number six, verse four and five. He says, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord with all thine heart, all thy soul, all thy might. In other words, God wants you to love him and trust him with you. The problem is today we don't trust in God because we have doubts within ourselves. We have unbelief within ourselves. And we have low self-esteem, we have inferiority complexes, and some of us just need plain medication. But God is able to strengthen you whatever state, Paul said, whatever state you find yourself therein, be ye therefore content. He went on another scripture and said that godliness with contentment is great gain. So the only way we have to be able to go through trying times, we have to have our trust in God. But what I want to do now, I want to go into a couple of segments here of God's word to let us know the assurance of our faith in pleasing God in order to believe him. First of all, I want you to turn with me. The Lord just dropped this in my spirit. I want you to turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 1. We're going to read verses 16 and 17. And then we will be going, we'll be scattering in different places in the God's word. Even though this is impromptu, that doesn't mean I'm not prepared. Because God does not call those that are prepared. He prepares those he calls, Lord God. So I want to let you know, you that feel like you're inadequate in doing God's word, God's work, God said, trust in me, and I will increase your ministry. I will increase your endeavors of trusting me. I will give you whatever you don't have, whatever you lost, you will recover. Because God said, I am the God of the world. I am your God. I'm not only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm not only the God of Israel. I'm also God of the Gentiles. Let me tell you, Lord have mercy. Let me go here right quick. Now, the reason why we should have our trust in the Lord, particularly us as Gentiles, non-Jews, is because there was a tragedy that occurred in our lives. I will repeat that. There was a tragedy that occurred in our lives. The Bible said, I'm going to turn right now to the book of Ephesians. God just dropped this in my spirit. In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2. Because we Gentiles had trouble from time. We had troubles for a long time, but we didn't realize it until Jesus Christ died. But let's see here, before we go into Romans, how we were at one time, we were not justified with God. We did not have right standings with God. We did not have a bit of salvation toward us at all. But let me tell you here in the book of Ephesians chapter number 2. I'm turning as well as you're turning right now. Chapter number 2 starting at verse 11. This is what the kind of tragedy we had. The Bible went on to say here, wherefore remember that ye being in past time for time past, Gentile in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand. Verse number 12. That at that time, Gentiles, first of all, you were without Christ. Number 2, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Number 3, strangers from the covenant of promise. Number 4, without hope. And number 5, without God in the world. Do you understand us in the world at one time? We did not have Christ. We had no covenant. We had no people. We had no hope. And we didn't have a God in the world. But look what he said in verse number 13. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace, who made both one. That was Jew and Gentile. Through Christ, he brought us both together and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, in other words, being the state of an enemy, the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, for to make him in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. But look what he said here in 16. He said, and that he might reconcile both Jew and Gentile unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Number 17. And came and preached peace unto you which were far off of Gentiles, as well as to them which were nigh you. Number 18. For through him, through Jesus Christ, we both, Jew and Gentile, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, this is another nice part here. Number 19. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the body or the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. That's very important to know, because it's through the Spirit that we have power over the situation. Only through the Spirit that we have victory in God. Only through the Spirit that we can overcome our difficulties and our anxieties and our insecurities. Only through Christ. The Bible says, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Why? Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and they're safe. God lets you to know that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season that you have to praise him. The only way you're going to get out of poverty now is Jesus. The only way you're going to get out of shortcomings is Jesus. The only way you're going to get out of insecurity is Jesus. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Ain't no mountain high enough, honey. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no sea deep enough. God has everything in his hands through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. I want to let you know today, people of God, that, amen, we're only going to suffer. I'm going to tell you, suffering is the prerequisite for glory. I want to repeat that again. Suffering is the prerequisite and the requirement for glory. He said, we're saved by hope. He said, but if we see that we hope for, that's not hope. Because why hope for something that you can see? He said, now, if you can see that or seek for that which you don't see, he said, then you have need of patience to wait for it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You have to understand, saints of God, today we got to walk by faith, not by sight. And the Lord also made mention in his word that he that lived godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The Apostle Paul put it so well in his documentary. He said that I want to know him in the fellowship of his suffering. I want to know Christ in the power of his resurrection. He said, I want to be found not having mine own righteousness, but my faith in Christ. Today, saints of God, you just can't talk the talk. You got to walk the walk. You just can't run around testifying Ike Mashanda. You got to be able to live on a Honda. In other words, you got to be serious about this thing. Holiness is right. Holiness is real. Holiness takes dedication. It takes activation. It takes motivation. It takes sanctification. It takes consecration. It takes you from being not isolation and disassociation. You have to get in contact with God. And this is going to bring me to this. I'm half finished right now. But you say, well, how can I connect with God in hard times? Well, the only way you can do it, the Bible said in Romans chapter number 1, verse 16 and 17. The Lord's been dealing with me lately about this, and I want to share it with you this morning, or this afternoon, rather. He says in verse number 16 and 17 of Romans chapter number 1, he says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, first to the Jew, and also to the Greek or non-Jew. But listen, this is where the essence really comes in. He said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. He said, what that has to do with trusting the Lord in hard times. Well, our faith is the thing that makes us whole. Our faith is the thing that builds us up. Our faith is the thing that's going to keep us alive. It's our life support, saints of God. If you, without faith, it's impossible to please him. But I'm going to tell you something. He said we reveal to us the righteousness of God from faith to faith. For it is written, the just shall live by faith. But I want to let you know, some of you are not getting through the struggles of your life because you're not looking at the totality of faith. Let me repeat that. Some of you are not getting through the struggles of your life and the anxieties of your life because your faith is limited. In other words, some of you are only quoting one scripture, but I'm going to give you what God has given me concerning of our trust and faith in God. Yes, the Bible does say in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse 6 and 7, he does say this. He says here, he says, for without faith it's impossible to please him or please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, we quote that scripture all in all. We quote that scripture all the time. But your faith cannot be increased because you're dealing with faith alone. But let me give you some ingredients today on the totality of faith. We're going to cover three areas today. The first area is that it takes faith to please God. I repeat that. It takes faith to please God. That's where the Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 6 and 7 comes in. For without faith it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But now I'm going to go into the next phase of from faith to faith. We want to turn now to the book of James. See, the book of James, the theme for the book of James is faith that works. I repeat that. The theme or the totality of the book of James is faith that works. But look what he says in chapter number 2 of the book of James. He says in verse number 14, he says, what doeth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? And then he went on to say, and in verse number 17, he said, even so faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. And then he went on to say in verse number 18, he said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and have works. She said, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. But amen. He went on to say further on here, he said, but wilt thou, he said, wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? And then he went on to say here, he said, he went on to say that as the body is without, he said, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So first of all, number one, you need faith to please God in your troubled times. But now you need faith with works. But the Bible said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. So we look now at the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 1, starting at verse 5. See, the Bible says we are built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Some of you have to get back into your word, because he said, my word is spirit and my word is life. You've got to be able to start believing that God's word is true. We ought to understand that the Bible, the scriptures are not of any private interpretation, but it's inspired because the Holy Ghost has led them to write. It's not so much that the person wrote the Bible, but it was inspired by the Holy Ghost. And if you allow the Holy Ghost to work in you, the Bible says when the Spirit of truth has come, which is the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, which is the promise of the Father, which we're supposed to receive after Jesus left on the earth, he said when the Spirit of truth has come, it will lead you in all truth. In fact, we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost make an intercession through groans that cannot be uttered. But the Bible also said, build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to pray in the Holy Ghost right now and say, Lord, I don't understand what I'm going through, but I believe that you'll bring me out. Lord, if you brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace, Lord, Lord, if you took Daniel out of the den of lions, Lord, if you delivered the prophets, Lord God, from danger, Lord, if you delivered Moses from the Red Sea, Lord, if you told a prophet that he was a lion prophet, and Lord, by the way of a donkey, if you told, Lord God, that one of the disciples of Jesus Christ was a liar by a cock, Lord, if you could take a raven and feed the prophet of God in the time of drought, then surely God can bring us out. But we have to believe in God and not believe in our own understanding. The Bible said that. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I heard the David said in the book of Psalms, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Can I get a witness? He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. But look what he said. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, in hard times, in crucial moments, hallelujah, broken up in relationship with people, hallelujah, my children is cutting up, man, my car got broken broken down. I'm sick in my body. But God said, I want you to trust in me and don't lean to your own understanding. He said, I will bring you out. Amen. He said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But then Isaiah picked it up. Amen. He said, amen. They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. He shall mount up with wings as an eagle. He shall be run and not be weary, walk and not faint. God said, I want you to step out on faith today. I don't want you to lean no more to your understanding. I don't give a care how many degrees you got. Hey, Lord, your knowledge is foolish to God. But amen, when you become
all right, Dr. Singleton. There you go.
Hallelujah. I want you to let you know in the part of times of trouble, he shall hide you in his pavilion. I know the enemy is working on my end. There are things I have to rip and run and do right quick, but I'm telling you, God is here to help you in your troublesome times. He's here to bring you out. This is God Almighty. I'm not talking about Satan, who's the prince of the power of the air, the God of this world. The Bible already said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principality powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil days. But to do all the stand, he said, stand therefore. Some you want to give up right now. Some you've been on your knees and it seems like God haven't heard you. But God said, I want you to stay down there a little longer. I want you to stay down like Hannah did when Hannah couldn't have a child. She didn't rip and run in the second wife. Was popping out children left and right. But I don't care how many babies you pop out. I don't care how many ministries you pop out. I don't care how many wonders, miracles you pop out. God can give me one miracle and outdo your 20. That's what God did to Moses when he was, hallelujah, in dealing with Pharaoh. Hallelujah, he pulled out his rod, threw down his rod, and it became a serpent. And we saw that that Pharaoh's, his magicians, threw down their rods. But God's rod ate up Pharaoh's rod. And God want to let you know today that your rod can eat up your enemy's rod. All they are snakes. God can take a snake and make it roll. He made a snake from walking to crawling. God can take your situation and turn it around. But you got to trust him. Take one moment. All right, Pharaoh. Just one moment, Minister Evangelist. Can you just speak for a moment? Just give me about 5 minutes.
All right, amen, amen. Amen. This man was already ready. God bless you. We thank God for him. This was last minute, but God always have a ram in the bush. That's when you know that you're trusting God in troubled times. Amen. Things happen every hour on the hour, and we have no control of what's going to happen. But just know that all things is working for our good. Dr. Singleton is talking about trusting God in troubled times. We're going to experience trouble. Trouble is, we're not exempt from trouble just because we're in the body of Christ. Because the Bible says, them that know, hallelujah, them that know and them that live holy and righteously, they are going to suffer. Amen. But know that if we suffer with Christ, we're going to reign with him. Amen. We're going to reign. If you're not looking to reign with God, then guess what? Throw in whatever you got to throw in, but baby, just know this is not an easy way. Amen. We can make it easy, though, when we accept God and trust him at his word. Amen. Because his word will never fail. His word is forever settled. Amen. Anything God said, we can stand on it. Yes, we're going to go through some moments where we're doubting, where we wonder, where are you, God? Hallelujah. especially when God has made you promises and you don't see those promises come to pass as quickly as you like. But you got to know, hallelujah, when Paul was shipwrecked, he told him to stay in the boat, hallelujah, stay in. And even when Jonah refused to go to Nineveh, hallelujah, and the Lord had a whale there, a big fish waiting, hallelujah, to consume it. Oh. But before that, he was on the boat escaping, hallelujah. We're talking about God in troubled times, and as he was trying to escape, hallelujah, the ship began to experience some storms, and then the men on the boat said, something is going on, hallelujah, we have somebody on this boat that shouldn't be on here, and that's why God has brought this upon us. And they said, who is it? And Jonah didn't want the men to perish. So Jonah asked him, he told him, he said, throw me overboard, hallelujah. And God had already ordained that. And when they threw him overboard, the whale, hallelujah, he was in the Bible say, he was in the belly of the whale for 3 days because he refused to trust God. He refused to obey God. But we got to know that we have to obey God, hallelujah. That's how you trust him, by being obedient to his word, by adhering to his instructions. Amen. Yes. Dr. Singleton, are you back? Oh, glory to God. Amen. So we have to know, people of God, we might get by, but we won't get away. See, when you have a calling on your life, that's when you have to trust God the more, because the enemy knows that you have a calling on your life. Look at Job, hallelujah, how he went and presented himself to the Lord, and he told the Lord, hallelujah, he said, if you remove that hedge of a protection from around Job, he'll curse you, hallelujah. And the Lord said, had told the Satan, said, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered it? And he told God, hallelujah, if you let me touch his body and all that he have, Job will curse you and die. But Job and all that Job went through, he maintained his integrity. He did not curse God. Even when his wife told him, say, man, all of this trouble have befell you and you still don't trust God? She said, you need to curse God. Hallelujah. But Job told her, said, woman, you sound like a foolish woman. God has been too good to me. Hey, hallelujah. He knew me when I didn't have anything. He knew me when he brought me out the streets of New Orleans. He had already declared what my purpose would be, what my destiny would be. So I had to trust God. Job had to trust God. Ah, Job, hallelujah. Job's situation, the devil went to God. Satan went to God to tempt God about Job. Hallelujah. But the Lord already knew that he had put some substance in Job. He had put something in Job. Hallelujah. That Job was not going to renege on the promises of God. He said, though you slay me, Lord, yet will I trust you. And that's what we have to tell the enemy. When trouble is on every hand, we have to stare the enemy in the face and tell him, though you slay me, I'm going to trust God. Though you come against my children, I'm going to trust God. Though you come against my husband and my wife, I'm going to trust God. Though you send these whispering demons to talk about the leaders, talk about the pastors, I'm going to trust God. Hallelujah. Because God knows my destiny. God knows what I was to become when I was in my mother's womb. He knew the plans that he had for me. Oh, but you have to trust. trust him no matter what it looked like. Ah, God, I bless you today, Jesus. Hey, I had to trust God 10 minutes before the show was supposed to air. I saw the message that was sent early this morning, but I did not go on the Facebook. I didn't see the message come across my phone when the speaker said she had a crisis in her family. I did not talk to Dr. Singleton, but I called him. I made a call to him, and I said, can you get on the line? Woo, glory to God. That's when you're trusting God. No good thing of my own. Sister Ruby, I tell you, she's not like me. Last minute stuff sometimes. Hey, but that wasn't on me. But God knew what he had prepared for this broadcast today. He knew he had Dr. Singleton, hallelujah, waiting in the wings. Oh, glory to God. We're talking about trusting God, people. Trusting God in troubled times. Hallelujah. Psalm 27:5. We open up with that. Glory to God. Oh, I bless you today. But go back up to 4:27-4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. What are you desiring from the Lord? Hey, God, whatever you're desiring from God, you're going to have to go through something, baby. You're going to have to maintain your composure even when trouble, when trouble stares you in the face. It says, one thing, David said, have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Because he said, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. God has a pavilion. Hallelujah. And guess what? I'm reminded, as he had the angels, hallelujah, with their swords ready in their hand to preserve the tree of life, when he told Adam and Eve, he said, you all can eat of every fruit and every tree here in the garden. He said, but this one, touch not. Oh, and they couldn't touch it because the angels was there to guard it. Ah, we're talking about trusting God in troubled times. Trouble is on every side. Woo, every day, even when you go to bed at night and you lay, hallelujah, you lay aside sometime to thank God for that day. And some people say the prayer, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you need to know, even when you lie down at night, you got to apply the blood. You got to believe, God, that the blood is going to cover you. The blood is going to protect you. The enemy is going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. Guess what? The Bible said if it was so, he would be able to deceive the very elect. Oh, but God said, my sheep, they know my voice, and a stranger, they won't follow. You better know the voice of God, because guess what? There is some false prophets in the land, and they come to deceive. They come to rob and steal and kill, and that's the enemy's job. His main job is to rob, is to destroy, is to kill. But God said, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Who are you going to trust this day? Who are you going to bring your troubles to? You can't bring them to your friends because your friends got trouble. Ah, hallelujah. You can't bring them to your neighbors because your neighbors have trouble. But you got to take them to the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to have a little talk with Jesus. Hey, sometimes if you're married, hey, you got to get out that bed and go into your secret closet because your husband, your mate might not understand what kind of talk you're having with God. Oh, but when you want to have a little talk with Jesus, you have to separate yourself. You have to consecrate yourself. Oh, glory to God. You got to come out your regular habitat, and you have to get in a place that have been consecrated, a place where God can hide you. You have to get into that pavilion, and then you cry out to the Lord, and you have a little talk with him and tell him about your troubles. How many know when you get in that secret place, hey, God a command. We talked on Monday how God commanded the ravens to feed Elijah. God a command somebody to come to your rescue. God a command somebody to speak a word of peace in your life. But you have to trust him. You have to trust him, people of God. This is a day that we're living in, that we have nobody to depend on but God Almighty. If you're depending on folks for your livelihood, guess what? You already out of the race. Oh, but when you depend on Jesus, he'll help you get to the finish line. Oh, God, you may not break the record. Yeah, you may not break the record, but long as I cross that finish line, I know God has a crown waiting on me. But you have to endure the hardness. You have to endure the hardness. You have to know, hallelujah, that God will never fail you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never turn his back on you. Mother will forsake you. But God, the Bible said, when my mother and my father forsake me, then will the Lord, he'll take me up. Hallelujah. I don't look for no peace from no one, but I get my peace from God. Oh, Vicky, y'all always sing the song, I'm at peace. How many are you at peace today? Even though you're going through some trouble, even though you're experiencing some hardship, you have to trust God. Oh, I bless him today. Hey, glory to God. For if it had not been for the Lord, Psalm 124 says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. You better know who's on your side today. Is anybody on the side of the Lord? Is anybody standing for righteousness? Is anybody standing for holiness? Is anybody standing for peace? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said to follow peace with all men, for holiness without no man shall see the Lord. I'm not too quick to run here and run there. I know they got mega fest start today. Hey, glory. And they're going to have people of God, people that really love the Lord, people that is hungering and thirsting after the word of God. But you got some other folks going to be there with another agenda. What is your agenda today? Do you have God on your agenda? Do you have God on your agenda? Are you going to take the testimony of Job? We have to trust God in these troubled times. Don't be moved. Stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't be quick to hear everything, to believe everything. You better know that the word that is being spoken to you, it is a righteous word. It's a word from God, because the mockers are in the land. The Antichrist have already set up his throne. Woo! And he's deceiving every day. He's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Dr. Singles,
Yes.
Back to Dr. Singleton. Hey, glory to God. We bless you today, God. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Dr. Singleton. Woo,
Yes, I want to just say, God moves in mysterious ways. I think it's wonderful. I think God, what God's trying to do, he's trying to get us to see that he is real, that he is great. It's amazing. And if you notice on this broadcast today, there was a lot of things that was going on. I have a mother-in-law that has dementia, early stages, and as I was talking, she was headed out the door. I had to go after her. But I want to let you know, God wants to let you know, if you serve him, he will not leave you hanging. When you have to do something, he'll have someone to come in your place and help you. But that's the Bible, what God is trying to do. He's trying, in troublesome times, he's trying to bring us back together. He said, one can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to a flight. Thanks to God and friends, we're not helping one another today. Look what the Bible says in the book of James. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But the problem is today we are so self-centered. We are so into ourselves until we're not thinking about others. Look what happened in the book of Acts chapter number 3. When Peter and John was on their way to the temple of the hour of prayer around about 3 p.m., they came across a man that was at the gate called Beautiful, who was carried there each day to ask for alms, ask for, you know, for donations. But I love the fact about the men of God, because when you are part of the men and women of God, the saints of God, you don't have this name tag saying that I'm number one and you're number two. No, no, no. We're both equal in our effectiveness in witnessing. And we see that Peter told the man that he was looking down there, he said, look on us. Isn't that something? He didn't say, look on me, I'm anointed. Don't look at me because Jesus gave me the keys to the kingdom. He said, look on me and my brother John. That is so powerful. The unity, the oneness. God is trying to bring us the oneness. And I believe this with all of my heart. There's been an attack. There's been a demonic attack on the people of God across the country, from the West Coast to the East Coast, to the Midwest. Why is there an attack of the enemy? Because we're not one. When we start becoming one, God will begin to bless in the midst. You remember the time in Acts chapter number 12 where King Herod killed James and he was after Peter because it pleased the people? But look, while Peter was put in prison and he had soldiers around him, he was chained hand and feet. We found out that the saints were on the other hand, the saints were on the other side of town praying. The Bible said they were praying without ceasing. We need today to have prayer warriors. We need to have people today that are consecrated and concentrating on praying for the deliverance of God's people. We need intercessory prayer. We need intercessory praise. Some of our loved ones, some people that we know, that the people of God that's in prison, incarcerated, people that's in the hospital. It's time for you to say, well, wait till they get out, or I don't give a care because I'm doing what I got to do. God is trying to get us to and mandate us to take charge in loving one another. Jesus said, a new commandment I leave with you, that ye love one another, as I have also loved you. He said, by this, all men will know that you are my disciples or followers because you have loved one for another. Going back to Peter, while Peter was in prison, the people was praying without ceasing, and the Bible said, a light shined in the prison. And an angel appeared unto him and tapped him on the side and loosed him from his shackles. See, God needs people to help us to loose us from our shackles. Sometimes your prayer can't get through, but God can have someone else that can help pray. He said, man should always pray and not faith, but we don't have enough of us praying. We got witches and warlocks out there. We got people putting spells on people, sick people, fixing people. But why can't we fix people in the Holy Ghost? Why can't we fix people in the Holy Ghost, people that's in the street? We say, in the name of Jesus, you are healed from addiction. In the name of Jesus, you are no longer a pimp. In the name of Jesus, you are a preacher. You're no longer a prostitute. You're an evangelist. You're no longer a thief. You are a witness of Jesus Christ. It's time for the people of God to come together. We are not together. We're not one as a unit. Satan is kicking up his heels. Homosexuality is on the rise. Violence and prejudice is in the land. It's time for the saints of God to come together. If you notice what happened in the book of Acts, we didn't see the movement of God, because long as all the church event was going on in Jerusalem, and that's the problem today, we have a good time in our church home behind closed doors in the church walls, But God is telling us we need to go out in the hedges and the highways and compel others to come. We need to go out in twos and fours and groups and begin to go into the neighborhoods and anoint the neighborhoods with oil and begin to bless the things, evil things out. Jericho's walls wouldn't have came down if the people didn't get together. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wouldn't have been delivered in the fiery furnace if they weren't together. What I'm talking about, God is mandating the body of Christ today to come together. It doesn't matter what denomination you're from. Do you know Christ? It doesn't matter what organization you're part of. Can you get a prayer through? It doesn't matter who's your pastor. Can you intercede for someone else? God is calling on all the saints from everywhere. Male, female, genders, you know, whether you're Asian, whether you're African, whether you're German. He wants to bring his people together. It's time for the people to come together. It's time for us to be one because there's crucial times. That means we have to really adjust. We have to become spiritual. I'm going to use this term. We have to become spiritually, have spiritual mental hygiene. I'm not talking about washing them in your armpits and your body. I'm talking about washing your mind, getting yourself together, becoming one, getting with my brothers and sisters. It's two or three touching together on one thing, I'll be in the midst. God began to show me this. We have to come together, saints. We are divided. And being divided, the enemy can come in and take havoc of the saints of God. But we found out in Acts that a persecution, great persecution came. And when the great persecution came, people had to leave the four walls of Jerusalem and go out. That's what Philip went down to Samaria and began to preach to an environment that was witch, that had witchcraft and spells upon them. The Bible said it was great joy in that city because before time, a man by the name of Simon the Sorcerer came in and bewitched the people. And the people called him a man of a great power of God. And he called himself the great power. But when Peter went down there, when Philip went down there and began to preach Jesus and the kingdom of God, the Bible said men and women heard and were baptized. But look what he did. He baptized in the name of Jesus, but they needed the Holy Spirit. He did not have that ability at the time to lay hands that they needed to see. So what he did, he called for Peter and John. Look at it. Here you go again. Peter and John, the same Peter and John in chapter number 3. He called on them that they may lay hands on the people to receive the Holy Spirit. And you know what? Peter and John went down to Samaria and began to lay hands on the people. They began to speak with other tongues. And there was great joy in that city because God began to bless men and women to come together in Christ. Thanks to God and friends, we have to come together. We have to believe God in hard times. And we have to become sociable. I want to repeat that. We have to become sociable. Look what the Bible says here. Let you know, chapter number 3 of the book of 2 Timothy, excuse me. 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. We talk about believing, trusting in the Lord in perilous times. But look, we're going to find out that Timothy was told by Paul concerning a treacherous time. Look what he says here. I'm going to read from verses 1 to 7. Look what he says in verse number 1 of chapter number 3 of 2 Timothy. He says, "This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come." Verse number 2. Now, instead of the men getting closer to God, we're going to find out some very, very bad behavior patterns of the saints of God. He said, men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, and content, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than the lovers of God. Verse number 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. But I want to skip number 6. Well, let me read number 6. For of this sort are they which crept into houses and lead a captive silly women, laden with sin, led away with divers lusts. But look what verse number 7 says. because we don't commit ourselves to God in troublesome times. He says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. I want to read that again. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. I'm going to read it one more time. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. But look what the Bible said concerning of truth. He said in the book of St. John, chapter number 17, verse 17. He said, sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is truth. How can I sanctify myself through the word of truth if when perilous times come, I start acting like a nut? When I become a blasphemer, I have an attitude. I don't have a mindset of gratitude. These things are coming in to try our faith. Look what the Bible says in the book of James, chapter number 1, verse 2. It says, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations or any different types of trials. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. He said, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be entire, wanting nothing. But look what he said here. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But look what he said here. He said, for let not that man or woman think that they shall receive anything of the Lord. When you start doubting, when you start walking in your own mindset, don't think you're going to receive nothing from the Lord. You have to ask the Lord in faith. Lord, I don't know what to do. Help me, as the preacher so said it a moment ago. Help me, Lord. I need your help. I can't do nothing without you. You can't lay down and die. You got to get up and live. Look and live. And you got to do like Reverend Jesse Jackson said, keep hope alive. If you die on the sidelines, hope cannot be alive. Hope is something that you desire and expect for God to do. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Thanks to God and friends, hope today with faith has to be your guardian. It has to be your cloak. It has to be your go-between. You must believe that God is with you. Let me repeat that. You must believe and have to believe that God is with you. The Bible said if you faint in the days of adversity, your strength is small. But look what my strength, he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. My strength cometh from the Lord. So he said, it's nor by power, nor by might, but it's by my spirit, said the Lord. And then the Lord said in the book, he said in his word, that he said, God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's given us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. He did not give us that spirit to look back. He did not give us the spirit to look around. He gave us the spirit to look forward, to tread our foot on. He told Joshua, he said, Joshua, I want you to be thou courageous. I want you to not fear anyone. He said, I want you to walk. And as I was with my servant Moses that died, so shall I be with you. He said, take these people over to the Jordan. God wants you to take some of the people that depends on you. He wants you to take them over to the promised land. The promised land might not be Canaan in your life. The promised land might be solitude. The promised land might be a peace of mind. The way of the Lord might be therapeutic. However you have to help people, you have to walk. Because the Bible tells us to be an example of the believer in words, in deeds, in conversations, in faith, in purity, charity, hope. We have to be examples. We have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So he went on to say, don't think of a man receive anything from the Lord. Then he said this. He said, number 8 of James chapter number 1, he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Wow. Double-minded. You know, in the body of Christ, there's different types of people in the body. You got spiritual-minded. You got carnal-minded. You have feeble-minded. You have weak-minded. And you have double-minded people in the body. The Bible said you had a strong, support the weak, comfort the feeble-minded. He said you had a spiritual, he said restore such a one back with the spirit of meekness. Say to God, God has given you some power. He's given you authority. He's given you the ability to do, to act, to become. But we have to believe that God has given us the gift. I remember my father told me something years ago in Bible class. I'm going to mimic him because his voice is in my head. He said, you know what? God has given me the gift of healing. He said, now God gave me the gift of healing. He said, I don't have to go into the mountains and pray. Neither do I have to fast 40 days and 40 nights. He said, all I have to do is believe what God has given me and use it. Do you not know I took that and the ability that God has given me? I said, I don't have to fast and pray for a gift that God already gave me. Some of you trying to fast and pray to get a gift that God has already given you. God said, use that gift that I've given you, and you'll be out of your troubles. You'll be out of your troubles. The troubles come to try your faith. But you have to use. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. That's a song out there that says, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what God has given you. And some of you know what God has given you. God has given you gifts that every time you walk into whatever crowds or social events, people come to you and tell you that there's something about you. You know what that gift is. Why are you denying the gift? When you deny the gift, trouble from times is coming your way. Because God gave you that gift. Ha! He gave you that gift to deliver you out of your troubles. Some of you have gifts of healing. Then why you got sick around you? Deliver yourself. Deliver the people around you with the gift that God has given you. Some people are downtrodden and depressed. God gave you the gift of exhortation. Use that gift for your advantage. Believe in that what God has given you and step out on that which God has given you. If you do that, faith of God, the enemy won't come in and take you by the mind. Because why? The devil can't read your thoughts. Let me repeat that. The devil cannot read your mind. What the devil does, he looks at your pattern. He knows you're going to do it at 3 o'clock. He knows you're going to do it at 5 o'clock. He knows you're going to do it at 7 o'clock. He knows you're going to do it before you go to bed. He knows you're going to do it while you're in bed. He knows what you're going to do when you wake up. Because why? The devil never sleeps. Someone told me years ago, evil never sleeps. When I would do good, evil's always present. Evil is there to tempt you. Evil is there to distort your ability to love God. But God said, trust in me with all thine heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him, and not some of your ways, but all your, even when you go to the store. Father, is this the right store to go to? You're getting ready to take a class. Father, give me the right class. Some of us don't even look for our food. Lord, should I eat this pork when I got high blood pressure? Anyway, some of us say, well, I'm going to eat it. Well, I might have to sweat it out, but that's okay. No, you can't do that. Trouble from times is coming. That pork will tell on you. that cupcake will tell on you if you use the sweet. So what we have to say, you have to acknowledge him in all your ways, even the kind of makeup you get. Some of you going to eat harmony and all these other places, that's fine. But first of all, the man has to understand. He said, the man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Why are you waiting for the woman to come to you? Go to the woman. He gave you the authority to do so. And then the woman has the power to say no. Well, I just needed a man. Well, you're going to get some trouble. You don't know what you're getting. We're talking about believing God in trouble sometimes. Well, all my other friends got men and I. No, God said, trust in him. Lord, give me the mate that I need for me. He said, acknowledge him in all your ways, all of them, and he shall direct your path. When God directs your path, he'll direct you from trouble. He'll direct you from turmoil. You might have to suffer a little sting of problems, but the Bible said, in the world we shall have tribulation. But in him, Christ, we shall have life and peace. And he said, he'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So troublesome times is coming, as Timothy was told by Paul. He said, but men started cutting up in a very negative way. He said, but they had a form of godliness, but denied the power thereof. From such, turn away. Then he said, if you don't turn away from it, he said, you'll forever learn. You have a Bible-based church that knows that word. You can quote the word up and down, but it won't do you no good. It can't deliver you from your problems, because why? You won't get rid of the stuff that you got in your heart, the evil that's in your heart, the madness that you have in your heart. You got to clean yourself out. Some of you need to tie up loose ends and start forgiving folks. First of all, you need to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You are not what you say you are. You are somebody. You are something. You might be a little different from everybody else. If they call it a mirror, so what? I like to read. I like to do other things. God has made you the way you are. You can't be like everybody else. If you're like everybody else, I don't want to know you. I want to know you for you. I want God to be exemplified in my life as he made me. You said, well, I'm obese. Well, live with it. Work on it. Become. Obese is not a curse. Being who you are, then you have deficiencies in certain areas. That's okay. You have to work with it. Work with it. If you can't read, get with someone to help you to read. Go back to school. Pick up some of those elementary books and start to read the book, or get someone to help you. Don't be afraid to ask for help. The Bible says you receive not because you ask not, but when you ask in amiss. You ask selfishly. You ask evilly. You ask for things that you shouldn't ask for. But if you are ready to, if any man lack wisdom of any order, let him ask God. God is the God of the universe. God knows how to make you smart. God can increase your vocabulary. God can increase your articulation. God, but how do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself in another week? Where do you see yourself next year? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Look what the Bible says. The Bible says that if your ways please him, he will give you the desires of your heart. I'm going to repeat that. He said, if your ways please the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. But the problem is, thanks to God and friends, you don't have nothing in your heart for God to implement. How many of you dream? How many do you wish? How many wish that one to have a dream that one day they're going to be a multimillionaire? How many believe that one day my ministry is going to be mega? Not mega as far as people, but mega as far as the effectiveness. How many believe that one day I'm going to have a family? You've got to believe that and wish it and write it down as a wish list and then let God bring it to pass. We won't let God bring some of our dreams to pass because we think so negative. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Look what the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 17, verse 9. He said, the heart is deceitful. And above all things, desperately wicked, who can know it? Sometimes the enemy is in your mind. Your mind is deceitful. Your mind wants to hurt you. Your mind wants to discriminate you. Your mind say that you're nothing when you're something. Everybody else say you're a beautiful person, but you say, I'm no good. Who's telling you that? Who prophesied that in your life? Sometimes you prophesy your own faith. Speak positive things in the air. Speak into the atmosphere. I shall return. I shall be made whole. I shall not be moved. You got to say that. You got to change the order of your prayer. I'm going to turn some right because God just dropped something in my spirit. Some of you need to change your prayer. I'm turning right now to the book of 2 Corinthians.
Change your prayer. Hold on. Let me get my pen.
Lord God, some of you need to change your prayer.
Change your prayer, Jesus.
Some of you praying for things that God will not remove.
Mm.
The reason why God won't remove it, because he'll tell you why. He's not going to remove it. I'm turning to the book of 2 Corinthians, starting at verse number 7.
2 Corinthians. What did you say, Dr. Singleton?
2 Corinthians chapter number 12, starting at verse 7. It reads this. It says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffeted me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Look what he did here now. Number 8 says, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice." Three times. I went to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
"That he might depart, that it might depart from me." I prayed that trial, that tribulation, I prayed that it would be removed from me.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the Lord three times. Some of you went to the Lord three times and not removed. But let me tell you what Paul said then. He said, verse number 8 again, he said, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." But look what Jesus is. Jesus will answer you if you be truthful. Jesus will answer you in your crisis state. He said, "And he said unto me," and let you know that Jesus was talking. Some of your books haven't painted in red. The red words mean that Jesus was talking. He said, "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness." Wow. My grace is beneficial for you. My grace is for your benefit. But look what he said here. To make that grace of God complete, you have to be weak. You have to be crying a little bit. You have to be God said, "I'm not going to deliver you while you're happy because you don't need me now. You need me now. You need me right now. And no one else can help you but me, but you won't call on me." God said, "I want you to call on me today and let me know what's going on in your life so I can deliver you. My grace is my unmerited favor. My divine assistance is made perfect for you when you're weak. I'm not going to help you when you have money. You don't need me when you have money. But when you don't have any money, that's when I want you to call on me. When you got the big home, you got the big house, you don't need me. All you need is good credit. But when your credit is low, when your credit is bad, that's when God will step in." He said, "Because my grace is sufficient for thee." "For my strength is made perfect in weakness." But look what happened now. Once he got an answer from the Lord, let's see how Paul changed his way of thinking. He said, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." When you're weak, that's when the power is going to come forth. When you're down and out, that's when the Lord can show you off. When you feel like no one else can help, that's when God's going to bring you up. Let me digress for a moment before I finish reading. I was talking to my good friend. His name is Marvin Alexander. He's like a play brother to me. And we were talking some years ago, and he told me, he said, I told him, I said, "You know, man's extremity is God's opportunity." That's what we always say. That sounds good, doesn't it? But look what he told me, and I had to use the words from that day on. He said, "No, man's extremity is not God's opportunity. Rather, man's extremity is God's remedy. Man's extremity is God's remedy." God, whatever man can't do, that's when God starts working. God is not an opportunity. God is the solution. God is not an option. God is absolute. So God said, trust in me with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Let me go back to this. Now, so Paul said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse number 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. Why? For when I am weak, then I am strong. Say for God, you got to change your prayer. You got to change your outlook after your prayer. You pray for God to remove it, and God already told you whether they're going to remove it. He wants you to deal with it because that's where your strength lies. God wants you to be tired and stop running from your problems. Every time the light goes out, God says, stand up in the dark. I made darkness. He said, I call light out of darkness. I can lighten up your way when it's dark. Stop leaning on your own understanding. Stop leaning on it. He says, cursed is the man that put his trust in the arm of flesh. But blessed is the man that put his trust in God. God said today, you've got to trust. If you don't trust me, you're not going to make it. I had a cousin that preached one time and said, only the strong shall survive. You can survive, saint. I can do all things. You can do all things. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. But you have to believe that Christ is with you. You have to believe that your problems is not to kill you, but make you stronger. His strength is made perfect in weakness. Look at this outcome. Look at the outcome of your life right now. Look at the turmoil and make it fuel for your destiny. This is New Destiny Ministry. We're going back to reflection. We're trying to encourage your heart that God has a destiny for you. That's why God gave Evangelist Adrian this ministry. Not to just holler. She put people like myself, herself. She preached earlier today magnificently. God used her. He's using me. He's trying to speak to you. He's trying to give you a word from both perspectives to let you know that you are not doomed. You are somebody. You have what it takes. You are in control. You do have control over your life because you've given your life to Christ. You must now reflect back on it. When I think of his goodness and all he's done for me, my soul, my inner being begin to cry out, hallelujah. Somebody needs to cry out hallelujah right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I could have been dead. I could have been gone. I could have been in my grave. I could have been on dope. I could have been on drugs. Or if I'm on drugs, I could be dead. Lord, remove those things from me in the name of Jesus. But if you don't remove it, Christ already let you know it's there to make you stronger. Because as long as you were strong and upright, you didn't serve me. I put a condition there for you to serve me. Because the only way you can be delivered, you have to depend on me. You can depend on God. God is trying to tell you that he was talking through me, and he was talking through Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Why? Because God will let you know that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, he didn't want that person to come on this morning, this afternoon. He wanted to speak the way he wanted to speak. And you know what we have said today to you is true. It's factual. It was anointed. God was speaking through Evangelist Adrian, and it let you know how great it was. Evangelist Adrian came right behind me. I had to go outside and chase my mother-in-law with dementia. While I was outside chasing her, the Lord began to open her mouth and bring out words of encouragement, exhortation, words of deliverance. And then as she got through, brought me back on, and here we are now. God is letting you know he can do anything. It doesn't matter if you're a radio broadcast, a television station. No matter if you're one of the media, tools of media, God said, I can use whoever I may. I can use groups at a time. I can use one person at a time. I can use two people at a time. God can do anything. He lets you to know that God's program will continue with or without you. God will do what he has to do. So on my closing,
thank
I know
you,
I said
Jesus.
This earlier, I want you to notice something. There's three elements that you need to know in the totality of faith, as we said earlier. First of all, it takes faith to please God. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. It takes faith to please God. Chapter number 11 of Hebrews, verses 6 and 7. He says, for without faith it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But James said, now number 2 is, you need faith with works. And James said it, faith without works is dead. Because faith alone can't do it. It takes work. It don't only take you to believe in God, but then you got to step out physically on God and put the right foot in front of the left foot and put the left foot in front of the right foot. You have to move forward and don't stay in the same place. You walk by faith, not by sight. So you need that. But along with James came Peter, the Apostle Peter. He says in the book of 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse 5 to 7, he says, you must add to your faith, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Add to virtue knowledge. Knowledge, temperance. Temperance, patience. Patience, godliness. Godliness, brotherly kindness. And brotherly kindness, charity. He said, if you have these things and they abound, he said, you'll be so that you'll not be barren in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But look what he said in verse number 8. He said, he that lack these things with your faith are blind and cannot see afar off, and he had forgotten that he were purged from their old sins. But look what he said in the latter clause of verse number 10. He said, he that do these things that you added to your faith in verse 5 to 7, you will never fall. You can't fall if you're adding to your faith, but you just can't believe alone. You got to go from faith to faith. But then lastly, the Apostle Paul picks it up in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. He said you can have the tongue of men and of angels. You can understand all mysteries and have all faith to tell the mountains to be removed, but don't have charity. So therefore you need faith with works in love. So number one, you need faith to please God. Number two, you need faith with works also. And number three, you need faith with works in love. Say to God and friends, in my closing, you have the power. You have the tools to make your situation better. But you have to do what the preacher said earlier, as well as I'm saying, and hasn't been said all through this week. You have to trust in God. And I said again, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Ooh, Lord, you have to go back in the archives and get this word. Thank you, Dr. Singleton, my God. He was the ram in the bush. Amen. We've had about 20 callers on the day, so I tell you, I sent out a text. Even though I promoted Pastor Logan, and I'm asking you all to remember her and her family in your prayer. I didn't get the message late that she had a family emergency, but God knows I already prayed for her and our family at the beginning of the broadcast. And I thank Dr. Singleton for being. I talked with him earlier. Didn't know I was going to have to contact him again. He's always ready. And what's so good about it, what I love about him, he's always so willing. He's willing to impart God's word to the saints of God and to people everywhere he goes. That's just his spirit. Amen. And God just said bless him where he has that word down in him. So I just thank God for him today, standing in the gap, amen, to come on and minister to the people of God. So we thank God for you, Dr. Singleton. It was such a blessing. Amen, amen. We're going to go to, I see Prophet Pearson on the line, but before I go to him, I see our dear host all the way from North Carolina, too, and that's none other than Minister Billy Burns, and she hosts our Saturday segment along with a great husband, Elder Albert Burns, and they come on Saturday, and her broadcast is titled They Overcame, and this is a time for you all to call in and give your testimonies. I know it's early on the West Coast. It's 5 a.m. West Coast time, but it's 8 a.m. in the Carolinas and on the Eastern Coast. And she has beautiful people that come on with, I mean, miraculous testimonies. And you know, if it had not been for God, they wouldn't even have that testimony. So for them to be able to come on the line and share that, that God has spared their lives and their family lives and accidents and all kind of trauma that they have gone through, and they're still alive to share that testimony. So at this time, we're going to hear some words from her. God bless you, Minister Burns. So good to see you.
God bless you. Thank you for opening up my phone line. I just wanted to, I'm always running, so I just got on. I will have to go into the archives to listen to that great message, but I just want to make an announcement, if I may do that. Is that okay with you?
Yes, go right in.
Okay. On Saturday, I know that I have said before, but Pastor Jernigan was not able to join us, but this Saturday, Pastor Linda Jernigan will be on the broadcast giving her testimony of how the Lord delivered her from homosexuality, lived in homosexuality for 19 years, had a family, raised some sons with a woman, and the Lord delivered her, and now she's preaching the gospel. She was just in San Antonio, Texas. They're trying to pass some kind of law that would not allow Christians to work in the government there in San Antonio. So she was there to testify or witness or give, you know, a rebuttal to that law. And I'm just so excited, cannot wait until Saturday to hear her testimony of how the Lord delivered her from homosexuality. And you can Google her. She's on YouTube also. But just join in, tell your family, tell your friends. If they think that they're stuck in homosexuality, they do not have to stay there. God is a deliverer, and the devil is a lie.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, we've had some powerful, powerful testimonies.
Amen, amen. Well, you can tune in to her segment, call in with the same call-in number, area code 858-683-1334, and that's Saturday morning, 5 a.m. if you're on the West Coast, and 8 a.m. Carolina time, and Central time is 7 a.m., so please join. I do plan to tune in this Saturday for that broadcast, Minister Burns. So God bless you. Thank God for
God
you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you,
all the way from Carolina. That's where Prophet Pearson. You got to meet Prophet Pearson. We're going to have to hook you all up. Amen. So
yes,
he'll come on the line. Amen. Amen. We're going to, I see Sister Kim. I haven't seen her in a while. I think this is Sister Kim's number. Sister Kim, God bless you. Sister Kim? Amen. 985-6777. Is that Sister Kim or Sister, oh, God, I done lost the name. Can I get a response from area code 985-677? Amen. Well, we miss you, woman of God. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've seen you at the start of the show, so God bless you. I knew my numbers wasn't confused. God bless you.
I was trying to unmute my phone.
All right. Well, God bless you. We love you. Appreciate you dialing in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We see another area code that I'm not familiar with. Area code 707, and the last four of your number is 5513. Can you greet us?
Give God the glory.
Amen. Amen.
You never know. Look here, you never know which number God going to have me to call in on.
About your friends and one of the men of God we love,
hey, thank you,
Prophet
Jesus.
Michael Davis. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. God bless everybody who's listening. Prophet Carlos, God bless you out there in the Carolinas. In Jesus' name, everybody from all over the country. I just want to encourage some people and say this. Yes, there is trouble that comes, but we as children of God, we don't focus on the trouble. We focus on the God who is greater than every trouble, that he's greater than every situation that we will ever face.
Wow.
Trouble gonna come, but God never said focus on that. God said, looking unto Jesus.
Mm.
Who is the author and finisher of our faith. See, now, let me just tell you something right quick. I'm going to take 30 seconds. You know, the enemy is the one that wants you to focus on the problem. But I heard somebody say that God is the solution.
Yes.
Come on.
Glory to God. He don't have the answer. He is the answer.
Yes.
So why don't we shift our focus, look to the hills from which cometh our help, and focus on the solution. Focus on the answer, which is God. If we glorify the problem, then we glorify the enemy. But if we glorify God, he gets all the glory.
Come on.
Wow.
God from heaven. My God from heaven. I talk to some people sometimes. They complaining so much. They magnifying the problem. They magnifying the trouble. And I said, wait a minute. Don't you remember the Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world?
Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Watch out.
Glory.
Yeah.
See, I'm not going to give the devil no credit. None.
Trust in God.
I'm just going to look at Jesus and say, thank you, Jesus. I heard somebody say that in the Bible. It says, in all things, give thanks. You don't hear me. He said, not in some things, but in all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If it came, God allowed it. So therefore, what are we to do? Are we to glorify the trouble? No. We're to glorify God and say, Lord, thank you for that. Even though it hurt me, even though it was difficult, even though it was painful, even though I stumbled, even though I tripped, God, thank you for it. Why? Because God said all things work together for the good. He didn't say nothing worked together for the bad. He said it all worked together for the good. My God from heaven.
Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you in
Jesus'
name.
God is going to bless us. We've had a double.
Father, I thank you.
Amen today.
Father, I thank you today. I thank you today for this cause. I thank you for this cause. You told us clearly in your word that whatever come our way, you told us to give thanks for it because it's in your will. We may not understand it. It may be difficult. It may be hard. It may, whatever it is, you just said give thanks for it.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you for it. Thank you. It may not feel good, but thank you. I may not even understand it, but thank you.
Glory, glory.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
It may have hurt me, but thank you. People may talk about me, but thank you. They might even treat me wrong, but thank you.
Thank you anyhow.
My God from heaven. My God from heaven.
Glory to God.
My God from heaven.
Yeah,
see, the old folk just used to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. They didn't even have, they didn't even know the scriptures because some of them couldn't read. But they knew one thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Now I'm
thank
about to
you.
Go to the mountain bench now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that. It didn't feel good, Lord, but thank you for that. I didn't like the way I handled it, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for you, Prophet Michael Davis. God bless you.
My God.
Thank you.
I'm thanking him right now. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
My God. Don't complain. I just want to talk to somebody out there. I don't know who it is. Whatever it is you're dealing with, whatever it is you're going through, whatever who's ever coming against you, whatever it is, don't complain. Just say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think everybody on the line needs to just tell them thank you.
Thank you. Let me open up the line.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I think everybody that's on the line need to tell them thank you. Stop glorifying your trouble. Stop glorifying the problem. Stop rehearsing the difficulty. Stop rehearsing what the devil is doing. But just tell the Lord thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I repent for complaining. I repent.
Glory,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it.
All right now.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Ah!
When you just start thanking him, everything changes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right.
Hallelujah.
If the church would just thank him, no matter what they're dealing with, just thank him. He said, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning your life.
Wow. Thank him.
You want to know his will?
Thank you.
Thank him for everything.
Thank you.
My God from glory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank God, you. We bless you. Thank you,
my
Jesus.
God. Evangelist Bernard, I didn't mean to go off like that, but my God.
All right, somebody needed
that.
Hey,
somebody
needed
it. Shut up.
The Holy Ghost leads you.
Glory to God. See, because the battle is going to come. But I heard somebody said it, the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord.
Yeah.
We have no need to fight in this battle. There may be things that come against us that we don't understand. There may be difficulty. There may be persecution. It may be our own personal struggles. But God still said, thank him for it.
Yes.
Woo!
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Thank him.
Thank him.
Bless the name, Lord.
Thank the Lord for it.
Even Job.
In all things.
My God.
See, what that does
is that gives you another perspective on the thing.
Uh-huh.
That means you can't sit there and get, you can't sit there and have a pity party.
You can't sit there and get mad.
The only thing you can do when you thank God that puts the devil on the run.
Hallelujah.
True. Glory.
Glory.
Because he hates God getting the glory. He said what the devil meant for evil, God turned it around for good. But thank him.
Thank you.
Job said, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
In confirmation, Anthem went forth today.
My God.
Amen.
I'm going to be quiet.
Tell him thank you.
Amen. Well, we thank God for that word. We still have a few callers on the line. We're going to try to get to you all as we wind on down. Again, Dr. Singleton, God just confirmed that word you spoke even right now to Prophet David. So we just bless the Lord for that. We're going to see if we can get to the thank you, man of God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. I see Prophet Pearson on. Let me go to him right quickly. We still have quite a few calls on. God, that Prophet Pearson is going to be coming on the line on Tuesdays, Prophetic Tuesdays. So get ready. Next week, Prophetic Tuesdays. So he has prayed about it, and the Lord has cleared him, so he will be coming and ministering on the line for us on Tuesdays, Prophetic Tuesdays. So we thank God for touching him to make that sacrifice to come and teach and preach and minister to the people of God. So God bless you, Prophet Pearson.
God bless you. To Dr. Singleton, I enjoyed the message. Praise the Lord. It's you know, people of God, if people will really pay attention, I heard a lot of confirmation in the word today. I heard a lot of confirmation. Going back to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Yes, he will direct thy path. See, the thing about it, people of God, when are we going to take the time not to lean on to our own understanding? When are we going to trust God to the fullness? When are we going to trust God and say, God, I'm getting out of the way, but I'm going to trust you?
My Lord.
How many of you just going to tell God, thank you anyway? See, the thing about it is, people of God, we have forgot where it was to trust God.
Hallelujah.
See, some of us, we need to go back and tell God, God, take me back to the day when I first received you. We were trusting God. We were trusting God about everything. You couldn't tell nobody. You it was just like everybody you see, you tell them, I got hooked up with Jesus. Then when you got hooked up with Jesus and started going through trials and tribulations, you feel like you couldn't make it. But I heard the Bible says, matter of fact, it ain't so much about her and have you read the word for yourself. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. See, people think that's just faith. Let me tell you what faith is. Faith is having total confidence in the Lord.
Wow, wow.
I ain't going to preach. I promise y'all I ain't going to preach. But take time. Well, you had confidence in man and switch it over to the Lord and watch what God will do.
Yes.
Man will fail you, but God won't.
Hallelujah.
Y'all just come on back Tuesday. I got more to the series. Y'all just come on back and join me Tuesday.
I promise you won't be.
That is good. I enjoyed it, though, man of God.
Amen. If you need a word from the Lord, tune in. Amen. Let me go to Sister Millie all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. She's never able to say anything. She's off work today. So let me just hear a praise report from Sister Millie. God bless you, Sister Millie.
God bless you, Sister Millie. Even though I've been ministering to myself, as you know, I'm going to be laid off in 4 weeks after 26 years in this company. And everybody keeps asking me, Millie, what are you going to do? And all I keep saying, I'm going to trust in the Lord. Obviously, God allowed it to happen. It's because he has something else for me. So I don't know what it is, but I trust and believe that he's going to take care of the situation. So, again, this word today confirms what I've been telling people. I got to keep looking up and trusting in the Lord. AIG is not my provider. The Lord is. So he's moving me to a different place in my life, a new chapter, then so be it for me to be upset about it. So I praise God for what he has in store for my future, and I keep trusting him with my marriage and my girls and my finances and my health. He brought me through a lot, and I know that was for me before, and he'll continue to be there for me. So, again, I thank you all for the encouraging words that I need to keep hearing sometimes on a daily basis when people try to question my faith and try to put fear in my life regarding my future. So my trust is in the Lord. And amen.
Amen, amen. Well, that's this subject matter was very timely this week, so we bless the Lord. For that, amen. We see Evangelist Joshua. Keep on trusting him, Sister Miller. We see Evangelist Joshua on the line. I'm acknowledging her. And then we're going to go at the top. I see Liberal Democrat and then Sister Teresa. God bless you, Evangelist Joshua.
Well, God bless you. I had to go back and forth, but I tell you, that was word today. We got a double portion, huh?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord to you. I'll tell you a double portion. And all I can say is, as it said in the book of Mark, 14th chapter, it is enough. It is enough. God bless you. I'm so glad to be able to hear you again, Dr.
Amen.
Singleton. Amen. And praise the Lord to everyone on the line. God bless you. I do want you to know you're in my prayers.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Liberal Democrat and then Sister Teresa. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless the man of God, Dr. Singleton. Amen, amen. And Bernard, that was an on-time word to all the people of God. I'm reminded of Eleanor Roosevelt said, you know, people like tea bags. You never know how strong you is until you put in some hot water. You know, and I can understand what she's talking about. You know, hearing the testimonies and in my life right now, like God ain't gonna just pull you out of the hot water right away. Sometimes you're gonna have to go through some things, and you know, and he ain't gonna just yank you right out. And that's when the test comes. And I was hearing the words like, "You gotta trust him." I said, "Lord, Amen. I'm saying this. I'm going through some things, and he said, "Well, pay your tithes anyway." The word came for the other day, and I was going through that, and then I called in on this line and said, "Well, pay them anyway." And then I went through something else, and then you know, the men and women of God always know exactly what you're going through, you know. So I just thank and praise God for that rhema word in 2013 that He's speaking to you guys on this phone, and y'all just being obedient and whatnot. Hallelujah. And I just got that hallelujah anyhow kind of spirit. I said, "Well, Lord, you ain't gonna do it today. Hallelujah anyhow. You ain't gonna do it tomorrow. I know you able, but it's rough. But you know, I'm just saying, trusting is hard, y'all. But you know, I just thank and praise God. I'm that teabag now. I'm finding out how strong I am. I'm just waiting for Him to yank me out this water. I'm tired of being in this hot water, but hallelujah anyhow, God. I'm not complaining, but I'm saying I'm a little grumbling right about now. But y'all pray for my grumbling spirit. Amen. God bless. I enjoyed the word.
God bless you.
That's what's God, dear. That was God. That was God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Eko Boshate.
Ah.
Ila Bahata Roko Kuriosata. Eko Boshate. Eko Roro Boshate.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Sister Teresa?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
God bless you. I don't have much to say today. I'm just blessed by the word of God. That's all. And I just ask y'all to pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to continue to do that. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. Yes. All the way out of Delaware. Is that Delaware, Sister Teresa?
Yes, ma'am. Woman's in Delaware.
Amen. Wow. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. God bless you. Sister Cammy and Sister T. And I see Sister Albertine. And then
praise
we'll go
God.
Back to Singleton for our closing remarks. Amen.
Yeah, praise God. I don't have much to say either. I'm just grateful for the word today. So thank you. Thank you, Dr. Singleton, always. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Sister T, and then Sister Albertine.
God bless. I just thank God for the word that came forth on that day. All I can say is after hearing that word and after hearing the response to that word is I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful in the midst of everything that happens. I'm just going to be thanking God for everything. I just actually continue to pray my strength in the Lord. I thank God for His healing virtues. I'm healed. I have no more pneumonia or anything like that. So I know God to be a healer. I'm just going to thank God. Broadcast and the people of God and all the people that come on here to minister the word. You don't know how it does touch me while I'm here. A lot of times I can't get it off because I'm like working as I'm listening, but I just thank God for what He does release me, and I'm going to walk in the victory of who God really is, and I'm walking in the healing of who God really is, and I'm just going to be thankful for everything that He's doing for me and thankful for the things that He's doing for my family. I just love you guys, and I just ask you to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. To God be the glory for all the wonderful things He's done and still doing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Lord, I'm asking Jesus. Jesus.
Sister Albertine.
Oh, God bless you, Evangelist. And oh, my God, I can barely talk. That message is overwhelmingly so powerful. Oh, I can't even get words out. It was just right on time. All I can say, Dr. Singleton, thank you so much. It was a blessing. All I can say is I trust Him. I have faith in Him. I believe in Him. And I trust Him. I trust Him. I trust Him. I thank the Lord God.
Oh,
I trust
you.
Him. I trust Him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I trust Him. I trust Him. I trust Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
I trust him.
Bless your name. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We bless you. Go back to Dr.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm just going to ask Dr. Singleton. I really want the men of God. I want Prophet Pearson and along with Prophet Davis to stand in agreement with us. I want to pray for Minister Billy and Elder Burns out of North Carolina. They host this segment every Saturday, and they've been doing it about October, November last year, and they're faithful every Saturday morning. They're on that line, opening up that line to hear testimonies from people of God. So I'm going to ask Dr. Singleton to go before the Lord and pray for Elder Burns and Minister Burns. Amen. And she's still on the line.
Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we thank you, Father. Come on, shout out. Welcome to the time when the enemy is trying to use all of his options, all of his
fears.
Lord God, be sure to put on the whole armor of God in the name of
Jesus.
And Father, we know because your word is inspired word, it's not in any private interpretation. But we know that the word is inspired, that it was moved by men, that was moved by the Holy Ghost to write. Father, we thank you for the foundation of the prophets and the apostles and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We believe on that foundation, and on that foundation, Father, we ask you right now, Lord God, to release your anointing in the airwaves. Oh, God, bless the minister right now, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to deliver, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to remove the defeatism of our lives. We ask you, Lord, he told us, Lord, to be conformed to the devil, to be transformed by the renewal of our mind, that we can do that which is good.
Hallelujah.
Lord, he told us in your word, Lord God, to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to take us simply.
Turning it around.
Yeah, no, 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 Mosiah.
He's turning it around.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. My God.
I don't know who this is for. But God says he's blowing a fresh wind.
in your situation.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
blowing a fresh wind.
Yeah.
He's blowing
yeah.
a fresh wind
yes.
in your situation.
Yes.
Somebody
yes.
here put the padlock on their ministry, but God said, I'm blowing a fresh wind.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
He's blowing a fresh wind in your ministry.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, bless
yes.
your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Put the padlock on your marriage. God said, I'm blowing a fresh wind.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
He's blowing
yes.
a fresh wind.
Yes. Yes.
Bless
yes.
your name.
Somebody's ready to give up. God said, I'm blowing a fresh
yes.
wind.
Yes. Yes.
I'm blowing
yes.
a fresh wind.
Yes.
I'm blowing a fresh
yes.
wind.
Yes. Yes.
Fresh wind.
Yes. Yes.
Can't you see? I'm blowing a fresh wind.
Yes. Yes.
Says of the time, I'm blowing a fresh wind, says the Lord.
Oh, wonderful Jesus.
Lord
hallelujah.
Says, watch
hallelujah.
It move.
Yes.
Watch it move.
That's the Holy
watch it move, strategically, says the Lord. He said, I'm moving. I'm moving. Watch me move. Watch me move. Watch me move. You're my little shire. God says, what I set before you, it is what it is, says the Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Watch me move, says the Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Watch me move, says the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Watch me move, says the Lord.
Thank
somebody
you,
believe in God for some finances. God said, watch and move.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Watch and move.
Yes, Lord.
I'm
yes, Lord.
A lock in the veil. I'm a lock in the veil. I'm a lock in the veil.
Hallelujah.
The brook has broken.
That's all right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Y'all mind a little shire. The brook has broken. Y'all mind a little shire. The brook has broken.
Thank you, Jesus.
The brook is broken. Y'all mind.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The brook is broken. God says, I've broken the brook. You was waiting on it. God says, I've unlocked it.
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
He says, I've broken
Jesus.
The lock.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yeah.
Forget
yes,
those things.
Yes,
put it all behind.
Yes, Lord.
Wait towards the mark.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. The high calling, which is
yes,
in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Keep your
yes,
eyes
Lord.
On the prize.
Yes, Lord.
Keep your
yes,
eyes
Lord.
On the prize.
Yes,
keep your eyes
hallelujah,
on the prize.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
look
Lord.
To the hills
yes.
from which cometh your help. Oh,
yes.
Your
yes,
help
God.
Coming from the Lord.
That's
oh.
it. Yes, Lord.
All
yes, Lord.
Of your help.
Yes,
coming from
Lord.
The Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Promotion
yes,
is not coming from the north, south, east, or west.
Mm-hmm.
God says, promotion is coming from me, saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
What has been denied, access granted.
Mm-hmm.
What has been denied.
Thank you, Jesus.
Access
yes,
has
Lord.
Been granted. I hope
yes,
somebody
Lord.
Hear what I'm saying.
Yes,
the word
yes,
says, one
yes.
is to prophesy and two are to judge.
That's
I hope
it.
It's coming
it.
Through y'all channel.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes,
hallelujah.
Brother Prophet, the Lord told me to go ahead and add on to that, and it is of the Spirit of the Lord, because
amen.
I here in California felt a fresh wind blow on my feet.
Amen.
Glory. I felt a fresh wind blow on my feet. And that fresh wind blowing on your feet mean God is establishing a new beginning or a new order. When he washed the disciples' feet, it was a new beginning for them to launch out into new territory, for them to launch out and go into the deep, for them to launch out and go into places that they had not gone before, but their feet had to be clean. So this wind, this new wind, this new fresh wind is for a new beginning. Glory to God. Glory to God.
All right.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Remember what he said in Isaiah 43. Remember what he said in Isaiah 43. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. Glory to God. Glory to God. A new wind, a new anointing, a new establishment of new territory, because the feet have to establish the territory. He told Joshua, wherever the soles of your feet have tread, I have already given it to you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Father. It's time now for the church to go ahead and take the territory that God has ordained for them to take. Don't have courage to go backwards, but have courage to go forward.
Glory!
Glory to God.
Oh, bless your name. Take the territory. Lord, y'all kill them.
Lord, have mercy.
God.
Lord, that's the word. Thank you.
Unity, 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 oneness. Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh,
yeah, Boshatai, Rokabai.
Oh, thank
My God. It's something about the feet being clean, that the feet represent your foundation. If your feet are clean, you know, because Peter said, don't just wash my feet, wash all of me. He said, no, you're clean, but your feet are dirty. The feet represent the foundation. When the foundation is clean, then all is clean. Because see, feet establishes order. Feet establishes order, because wherever your feet go, that's where the kingdom of God goes. Because the kingdom of God is within you. The feet have to be clean. So God has done a new thing now. He's blown a fresh wind. He's done a new thing now. It's over. It's over.
Yeah.
All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He's done a new thing now with that new wind, that fresh wind, that's newness. Oh, my God, from heaven. And one thing you can count on when God washes your feet, you can never go back the way you came. You can never go back the way you came. The only thing you can do is go forward.
All right.
That's it.
My God.
I like that.
My God. From glory. Hey.
Sorry.
Wow.
Thank you,
Revelation now. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Woo! That's God.
That's
I give the glory,
word.
Father. Give you the glory, Father. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
And that's
something
cool.
About the feet. Hey, glory. Something about the feet.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. Bishop Hamilton, that word was from heaven.
Dr. Singleton.
I'm sorry, Singleton, forgive me.
Singleton, yeah.
But the word was from heaven. We know God sent it because he's confirming the word with signs and wonders following.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, my brother. My God. My God, that's something. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Singleton, is he still shouting? is he still praising God? Minister Singleton, brother, God has revealed to me that you have great faith. You have great faith. God wants you to exercise your faith in the areas that you have been waiting for certain things to happen. God is instructing you now, exercise your faith. Begin to take the steps that are necessary, and he will meet you there. He will back you up as you take the steps, because now God has released a new thing so that you can take the steps of faith and to stretch your faith, and God will meet you in what you are believing him for.
Wow. I receive that.
That's God.
Oh, I receive that.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I got to do
help,
it.
Jesus. Thank you for your help, Jesus. Thank you for your help, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. He's going to meet you there, brother.
Hallelujah.
You got great faith, my friend. You've got great faith. You have great faith. And the keys to the kingdom operate through faith.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember Joshua. Remember Joshua. He didn't have a budget. But he told him when he was going to take Jericho, I'm going to give you an instruction. And that instruction is you walk around the city six times and you keep your mouth shut. But all of the wealth that was inside Jericho, it was given unto Joshua, and Joshua was to give it to the Lord as the tithe, as the offering. But the defeat of that wall didn't come with provision. It came with an instruction.
Hallelujah.
It was all by faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
It was all done by faith. He took a step around, and as he began to walk around the city, his faith built to know that, God, I'm not sure what you're doing, but I'm following your instruction. Thank you, Father, for faith. Sometimes you don't see the money, brother, but if you step out on faith, the money is your next step. As soon as you take that step, the money's waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, it's something about the Lord today. He's moving.
Thank you. Ooh,
haya mandro shaya.
Shit.
Yandro shaya. Somebody on this line tonight, I don't know who this is for. You have the mindset to start a business, but it's like you have the spirit of fear, and the spirit of fear has found in you looking at the economy. God says, don't look at the economy. He is your source.
He is your source.
Remember what the word says, for I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So if he's giving you the strength, he's giving you the ability. Go forth in what God has called you to do. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's your name, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you.
And Evangelist Bernard?
Yes.
I want you to stand on Luke 1 and 37.
1 and what?
1:37.
All right.
I want you to stand on Luke 1:37. It says, with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Shall be impossible.
Oh,
I know that's right.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Because Ruby just said that before you spoke it.
My God.
Didn't hear, she just said that. Hey, glory to God.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet, I said, Prophetess Ruby, just, well, you was a prophetess just now when you spoke that word. And Prophet Davis came right back and spoke that. Hey, all of
I give
mouth
God the glory. Hey, and you know why it came in a short period of time?
Oh,
you know
glory.
Why? You know why one word came and then the next one came so quickly behind it? I take you to the book of Daniel. I take you to the book of Genesis. And when Pharaoh had the dream, there were two dreams, and Joseph, who interpreted the dream by the Holy Ghost, told Pharaoh that the reason that God gave him two dreams right behind each other was because God was about to do it in a short period of time.
Oh! Oh, Jesus!
Glory! Glory! Glory!
Don't
call
your trouble.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, my God. Good God from heaven.
Oh, my God. Those of you who have been believing for things, whether it's healing, finances, ministry, a home, ask God what seed. Ask God what seed he wants you to sow. Name your seed and sow it by faith and watch what God will do.
Wow.
Name your seed. Ask God what amount of seed he wants you to sow. Name what you want God to do on that seed and watch what God will do in a short period of time. God from glory, Father, I thank you for your instructions. We receive it.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God from heaven. Lord Jesus, thank you. Lord, I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord.
35 minutes over the live broadcast. We on recording time, so it's nobody but us on the line. We still
my
have a call.
My God.
And this is for the few that is remaining.
That's the remnant. That's the remnant. That's the remnant. That's the remnant.
Those that endure to the end, the saved shall be saved. For everybody that's it's live. It's not a coincidence.
Favor ain't fair. Shabaso. Favor is not fair.
It's a singleton, Sister Ruby, myself, and Prophet David.
Hallelujah.
God.
How many is that? Five?
That's ten people.
Ten people. Five is favor, and
right.
The ten is the double portion. My God from glory. My God from glory. My God. I see you. Woo! Woo!
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless you.
Just remember one thing. When the Lord prospers you financially, when he calls you to walk in your wealthy place, remember the purpose of the wealth. Yes, you can buy your homes and your cars and your clothes and your fine things. But remember the purpose of the wealth. It is to finance the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You always say that, Sister Ruby.
I'm writing that down, Prophet. I'm writing it down now.
Just remember, when he brings you into your wealthy place, the main purpose is to finance the gospel. In other words, if God tells you to get on a plane and go to wherever, even if you don't like the pastor or the minister, and God tells you to give them a certain amount, simply do whatever he tells you to do.
Wow.
Because remember, the money is not his. It's not yours. It's his.
Yes. Wow.
The purpose of the wealth is to finance the gospel.
Amen.
I like that. How's that most say? Hey, yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to Jesus.
That's his will.
The purpose of the wealth is to finance the gospel.
Wow.
He's not opposed to you having a nice home and nice cars and clothes. He's not opposed to that. But he's telling you don't get caught up in that.
He's
telling you to remain focused that the purpose of the wealth is the gospel. Thank you, Jesus.
That's
thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
That's a word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus, that's God. That's God speaking.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Sakara otokoria.
Oh, thank you.
Merariya shikiro rehada. My God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
thank you. My God from heaven. My God from heaven.
Thank you, God.
Shatara. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And when God prospers you, some cases it will be a 24-hour miracle.
Mm.
One day you won't have enough. The very next day you'll have more than enough.
Amen.
But you have to remember one thing.
Hallelujah.
Oof, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But you have to remember one thing. While you have nothing, find wise counsel. Find tax lawyers. Find people who know how to manage wealth. Know where they're located. Don't be foolish and think you can handle it yourself. Find men of God who are anointed. For example, the brother in Chicago, Bill Winston, he has a bank. It's called Covenant Bank in Chicago. Consult men of God who have wealth. Try to get a meeting with Creflo Dollar or whoever, but consult men who are already prosperous and consult them for their wisdom. Don't try to take the money and handle it yourself. You'll lose it.
Hey!
Lord have mercy.
Lord. Don't be a multi-millionaire.
That's exactly right. That's it.
Oh, this time
next
year. Yes.
That's it.
Oh, thank you.
God is instructing us.
Yes.
And he is warning us not to be greedy. But he's telling us to be wise and consult men of God who are already blessed.
Yes.
Go to wise counsel. Get instruction on what to do.
Yes.
For example, California is a very high taxed area.
Yes.
Florida, there's no income tax. In Texas, there's no income tax there.
Wow.
So you have to be wise and know where to put God's money. Remember what he told? Remember what he told the wise and the foolish servant? He said, the least thing you should have done with my money is put it in the bank and collect interest.
What are you doing, God?
Get information from your bank on what to do if you had, just talk to them and say, look, if I had $10 million, what's the best thing to do with it? It's okay to have that conversation with them. And they'll say, well, do you have the money? I'm preparing for it.
Hey, hallelujah.
See, because, now watch this. God is giving words of wisdom now.
Yes.
How can he trust you with it if you don't know what to do with it?
Wow.
Start talking to your bankers and say, "Look, how does it work if I get a wire transfer for $50 million? How does it work? What do I do?" They'll tell you, "Don't put it all in one account." So if you're prepared, then God can send it quicker. The quicker you get prepared, the quicker you know someone who has tax knowledge of dealing with taxes on that level. The quicker you get prepared, the quicker God will send it.
Wow. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. The quicker you get prepared, the quicker God will send it. Whew. My God from heaven. My God from heaven.
Ah, Lord. This is God.
My God from heaven. The quicker you get prepared, the quicker God will send it. Do I put the money in a money market account? Do I put it in a CD account? What do I do? How long do I keep it in a CD account? 2 years? 5 years? 10 years? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How do I handle 50 million?
Oh, God.
See, we ask God for these big things, but we're not educated on how to handle it.
True.
So we need to know how to handle that kind of money. Where do you put it? See? Where do you put it? If somebody came up right now and gave you a check for $200 million, what would you do?
Lord have mercy.
You have to have knowledge of investments. You have to have knowledge of investments. If God releases multiple millions of dollars,
Lord,
you have to have wisdom on how to invest it. You can't just put it in your pocket.
That's right.
In your pocket, that's it.
Lord have mercy.
Wow. So go and learn what to do with large amounts so that you'll have the knowledge. So when it comes, you'll be prepared.
Lord,
I'm done.
You're talking divine, man.
I'm to the bank.
My God from heaven.
Oh, thank you. You're a true prophet.
Financial arm is greater than the...
Get the administration. Lord, the gift of administration working right now.
Yeah, the gift of administration. You're right, Dr.
Oh,
Lee.
Lord, have mercy.
Well, we've been fed spiritually, naturally, physically, emotionally. God has every area. Do you
right.
hear me? And sent a rhema. Today, Dr. Singleton and Prophet Pearson and Prophet Davis, I tell you, but the Lord knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
he had somebody
on
schedule to come on the line to speak today. But God already knew what broadcast was going to be. He knew how long we 45 minutes over the broadcast time. We on record.
Wow. Well,
so
I got to go, but God bless you.
This is information you wouldn't have normally received. So
right,
I'm going
right.
back to Dr. Singleton and ask him.
I love you.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
They love you, Prophet Davis. You have to meet him. When you come up here, we're going to have to set up something to meet him.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
He's a bad man. He's a bad man.
God
I'll give him your number, Dr. Singleton.
All right,
Dr. Singleton had already professed some of these millions, so, hey, God confirmed something.
I said, this next year, this time, I'll be a multi-billionaire. I said that.
Wow. Wow. What a word of confirmation.
I said that in my spirit for the past 2 months. I said, next year, this time, I'm going to be a multi I got a business right now getting ready to 501c3. I'm waiting for it. I told myself I'm going to be a multi-billionaire.
That's it, Doc.
When you said 200 million, I said that's close to a million, but I still
don't
know how to manage it.
That's right. Actually, I have knowledge on that. We'll talk.
All right.
Yeah, we'll talk. I know some people. I used to work for an accountant.
Thank you.
I used to work for an accountant, so there are some things that I know.
Lord have mercy. Wow.
Yeah.
And unless you know, Prophet, I didn't see. But, it's something because you didn't talk about, I mean, you didn't talk about material things, but this particular thing that God brought to you, I was in my spirit. See, because my, you know, no one, the thing is, I have faith, but the problem was I never thought big.
Right.
I always thought just enough to wear on the Lord of them, but the Lord had did something to my mind in the last couple of months to think big.
Wow.
I didn't see it, but in my spirit, I believe it.
Wow.
So you said some things today, along with the latter part, but you said some things today that I got to work on. I've been wanting to work on it, and I said, yeah, I'm working on it, but it's kind of slow. But it's been in my mind. I got less than a year to be where I want to be, and God is starting to bring some answers right now. So that's what I'm thankful for you today.
Amen, brother. That's preparation. So that's preparation. That's preparation. See, because how can he give it if you're not ready to receive it?
Oh!
So, anyway, I gotta get out of here, but Pastor Singleton, call me. Evangelist Bernard, give him my phone number and call me. We'll talk.
All right.
Amazing. Okay, God bless you.
Love you, man. Man of God, please continue to do what you're doing, man. You're all right. You're all right for the body. Thank you.
Woo, to God be the glory.
Oh. Amen. Well, we've emptied out everything. I don't think we have anything else left. Today it was certainly this broadcast was ordained.
Yes.
It was ordained a day by God. So God bless. God bless Pastor Singleton. I want you to, you never met my girlfriend, Minister Burns. You're going to have to make a sacrifice one Saturday morning and go on her broadcast out of North Carolina. You heard me speak of her and her husband. So,
right.
Minister Burns.
Anything I can do, Adrian, whatever I can do.
Okay. Well, Minister Burns, she's still on the line. God bless you. God bless Sister Cammie, Sister Kim still on, and Sister Albertine. We're yet praying.
Wow.
I tell you, our cups have been full today. Amen. So, Dr. Singleton, just close us out with a prayer, and we're gone. We'll see you all on tomorrow Fridays with Pastor Hamilton.
Father God, we thank you for this unity. We thank you, Lord, for bringing the people of God together for such a time as this. We needed to hear confirmation. We needed to have upliftedness. We needed to have a spiritual charge. We thank you, Lord, for blessing this ministry. We thank you, first of all, Lord, for blessing the ministry of Evangelist Bernard. Lord, you put in her heart to have this reflection of your blessings. And we thank you, Lord, for having this wonderful broadcast on that people from all over can come together in unity. We thank you, Lord, for your power, your word today. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing Evangelist Adrian and myself to speak the word and coupled along with the prophets and men and women of God to make this service the way it is. We thank you, Father. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that we bless each and every one of the ones in the broadcast that have gotten off as well as those who are on. Bless us, Lord God, that we continue to give you the praise and worship in our lives. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We'll see you tomorrow on.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand. But I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me,
around for me.
turning around.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt. I know he's working it
out.
And it's turning around. This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.